all stakeholders and persons interested in hearing about new developments in technical and vocational education and training, TVET, look out for the second international conference on TVET coming up on May 13, right here in Jamaica. In this program, we hear some of the plans and objectives of this conference and how you can get involved. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The second international conference on TVET will be staged from May 13 to 15 at the Hilton Rose Hall Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, St. James. The conference is being hosted by the University of the West Indies Mona School of Education in collaboration with the UNESCO Kingston Cluster Office for the Caribbean, Caribbean Association of National Training Authorities, CANTA, the Ministry of Education in Jamaica, the HeartTrust NTA, and the University of Technology, UTEC. The conference will see presenters from several countries exploring a range of issues related to technical and vocational education and training, with the aim of developing strategies to further integrate this type of training into education systems in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. Senior lecturer at the UWI School of Education, Disraeli Hutton, outlined some of the specific objectives of the conference.
First, we want to improve on how skills development is treated in our school system, but also how we drive skills development and application at the workplace. Secondly, we are looking at the mainstreaming of TVET in tertiary education, liberal arts education to be more specific. Education must be related to our productive activities. And so we want to bring that type of outlook and that type of curriculum change to higher education.
The conference is being held under the theme STEM Education in TVET, Imperative to National and Regional Development. Senior Development Officer for TVET and Support Systems, Marcia Rowe Amande, previews the discussions that will take place around this topic.
STEM is really more than just these discrete subject areas. It's also about the methodology. It's about the problem solving. It's about the exploration. It's about the critical thinking. And these are higher level skills that we are trying to integrate in technical vocational education. And this conference will have a discussion around those themes.
Mrs. Amande is quick to remind interested parties about the range of viewpoints which will be presented at the conference.
We have perspectives from Canada, the United States, Africa, Colombia, the Caribbean, and our local tertiary institutions have enthusiastically embraced the idea of just coming to have a discussion. And so we have quite a number of presentations coming from the University of Technology and from the HeartTrust, from our schools, our community colleges.
Throughout the three conference days, there will be 79 presentations and three plenary sessions. There will also be opportunities for networking and feedback sessions, giving attendees a chance to discuss whether conference objectives are being met.
So we have feedback sessions because at the end of the day, we are supposed to derive a sort of strategy coming out of the conference so that we will not only inform ourselves within the region, but we'll inform the rest of the world. We have organized the conference in such a way that there will be networking sessions intermittently. So it will be full. We expect to gain a lot from our programming.
Conference Program Chairman, Dr. Carole Powell. For details about registration rates for the second international conference on TVET and other information, interested persons may visit the conference website at soeconferences.com. You may also contact the School of Education at the University of the West Indies at 927-0221. So take advantage of the opportunity to learn about the latest developments in the field of technical and vocational education and training at the second international conference on TVET at Hilton Rose Hall Resort and Spa in Montego Bay, St. James from May 13 to 15.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.